The next groove on this record has been electronically engineered by some of the world's finest craftsmen to bring to your homes the full, glorious spectacle of Gumby Theatre.
You're listening to Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town at 92.9 FM. It's KCUF, Boulder Creek.
10:30 on a Friday night. By suggestion, here's Widespread Panic.
Thank you. for mankind. Dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajuns, fuzz, wagons, clutter your mind. Incense and peppermints, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
Incense and peppermints, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw.
You can do beat makes and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
it's you.
Don't you worry.
bunch of guys from Ireland there, and that's a band called the Young Dubliners. And the song is Don't You Worry. You know, lyrics are always kind of a mystery. I have no idea what that song is about, but I know motorcycle guys like it because the most often repeated lyric is Don't You Worry, I'm Gonna Take You For a Ride. Young Dubliners, good song. Brit gal P.J. Harvey was before that, and a song called It's You, a track that included some guitar dubs from Sunnyvale Cat Steve Bailey on that particular version. Evermore did It's Too Late, and we heard from the Strawberry Alarm Clock, going back two or three decades, for Incense and Peppermint, and started the set off with Ain't Life Grand from Widespread Panic. That is just about the best jam band going on these days, Widespread Panic. Always the anchor band at the Bonnaroo Fest in Tennessee, and quite often have some pretty interesting guests playing with them. Good band. Howdy, folks. Vince Vinyl with you until 2 o'clock in the morning. Now just about 11. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Now this word from TNA Beer.
You're a fat, disgusting pig. You couldn't get laid if your life depended on it. But this is a beer commercial, and you know what that means. It's tits and ass beer, because nothing sells beer like tits and ass. So let's get this straight. A fat, lazy, greaseball scumbag like you can just sit on his ass while wild women fall all over him. How? Just by drinking our beer. That's how. Hey, if these guys can get some, maybe you can too. Tits and ass beer. Buy our beer. Buy lots of it.
This isn't just a skirt and top. This is a handcrafted latex outfit. These aren't just masks. These are bespoke, weird PVC masks. This isn't just lingerie. This is a fitted red latex basque with matching knickers. This isn't just a collar. This is a jeweled padded restraint collar.
This isn't just rock and talk in the afternoon. It's the voluptuous personal nurse show. Listen noon to four weekdays here on KCUF.
Hey, I want to give a shout out to James Pell. Called twice today to remind me and to remind you folks that there's a great lineup at the Sausalito Art and Wine Festival this weekend. More on that later, but I wanted to acknowledge Jim. Didn't remember until after he hung up the second time that today is his birthday. Old James gained something of a reputation as a promoter for his outdoor summer shows over in the Sunnyvale area. And that reputation grew to legend status with his Day in the Dirt shows. Those were more fun than the law allows. Many happy returns to you, James.
What was it you wanted? Tell me again so I know. What's happening in there? What's going on in your show? What was it you wanted? Could you say it again? I'll be back in a minute. You can get it together by then. What was it you wanted? You can tell me I'm back. We can start it all over. Get it back on the track. You got my attention. Now go ahead and speak. What was it you wanted? When you were kissing my cheek. Thank you. there somebody looking when you give me that kiss? Someone there in the shadows, someone that I might have missed. Is it something you needed? Something I don't understand. What was it you wanted? Do I have it here in my head? Whatever you wanted slipped out of my mind. Would you remind me again if you'd be so kind? Has the record been breaking? Did the needle just skip? Is there somebody waiting? Was there a slip of the lip? What was it you wanted? I ain't keeping score. Are you the same person that was here before? Is it something important? Maybe not. What was it you wanted? Tell me again, I forgot.
Thank you. okay if I speak to you today? You've been pissed off for a week now, but nothing I could say could make you look up or crack up. Is there anything that I can't do? Anything to show you? You're a bitch, but I love you anyway. Oh, you can't sing, but you still put me to sleep. Baby, you're a bitch. Hey, 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 hey. You make me sick, but don't ever go away. So you tell me. Still put me to sleep.
That's Paul, Sir Paul McSee there, and a track called Hi, Hi, Hi. Paul proven he could rock in one of his early efforts after leaving the Beatles, doing all the instruments on that track, and helped with Linda, I guess, from the vocals. Cracker was in that set, and Teen Angst, and Tips for a Friday Night. Believe I'll go and make myself a tall one. We heard Bowling for Soup and You're a Bitch. Talk Talk did a Talk Talk. And Bob Dylan did What Was It You Wanted? It's 11:30, just a half hour left of August. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. Now this public service announcement.
This is Doug. Doug used to be the life of the party. He was that guy who always interjected in your conversation, the first to pick out your flaws. He hit on your girlfriend while talking about himself. He never bought drinks for anyone. He's that guy who always built himself up at your expense. Then you introduced him to weed, and now he stares at the floor. Marijuana can be beneficial. Sometimes, just say yes. Just say yes.
Hey, asswipe, where'd you get that Sansucci amplifier?
I got it at Stereos and Stuff, Jagoff, and it only cost me $9.99.
$9.99? What a deal! For the amplifier and a tuner?
Yeah, and that's not all, shitface. I also got an anti-static record cloth and two HLH Crowd Quadio Quattro Quirk 3000 speakers that you're drooling all over, scumbag.
Only $9.99? I must be some sort of Neanderthal for not having gone down to Stereos and Stuff and got one already. I gotta fire some money. Gotta get my head on my ass sometimes.
If you've got your head up your ass about Stereos, come to Stereos and Such, located at the Bergen Shopping Mall.
Okay, now that music report. I told you last night about the Friday night concert series in Santa Cruz. That was a good one. I caught the early show. Mark Farner, the guitar player from Grand Funk Railroad, turned in two shows tonight, 6:30 and 8:30. And another free show tomorrow, and it's going to be a good one. This is the one that James Pell called to remind me about. I had forgotten it completely. The Sausalito Art and Wine Festival is a three-day affair. It's running through Monday, but tomorrow's lineup of musical entertainment is a stunner, starting at 11 o'clock in the morning, if you can believe that. And, you'll want to be up there. It's the Flying Other Brothers. They've got another name now, but it's basically those guys. And later in the afternoon, it's David LaFlame and a couple of the guys from It's a Beautiful Day. Quicksilver Messenger Service in the early afternoon. And the current lineup of the Jefferson Starship tomorrow and the Rowan Brothers. That's a good one. And I mentioned a couple of times this week about the 40th Anniversary Summer of Love Festival in San Francisco. That's going to be a good one, too. That's on Sunday. Looks like we'll be spending a few days up north this weekend. Summer of Love 40th Anniversary Concert at Speedway Meadows in Golden Gate Park. Moby Grape, or some of the Moby Grape guys. Canned Heat, New Riders of the Purple Sage, Buddy Miles, Chambers Brothers, Jefferson Starship, and the Charlatans. Interesting lineup from 1967. And a couple of those guys then are going to go back to Sausalito and play there on Monday. New Riders and Marshall Tucker, I guess, is going to play on Monday in Sausalito, too. So it's a weekend full of music, and most of it's free. Told you earlier about the three-day reggae fest going on down in Monterey, I believe. So let's get back to some music, eh?
About the love you've been throwing away. Come tomorrow morning, there's another train. I know you had your heart set on going this evening. When you're coming home, well, you just think about the love you've been throwing away. Come tomorrow morning, there's another train. That's okay. Come tomorrow morning, there's another train. 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 Come tomorrow morning, there's another train.
Silently,
There's a God-sized hunger underneath the questions of the age. And an absence of light in the deepening night, where I wait for the sun, looking east.
Give it all to you, then I'll be close.
Big time power from those guys. That's Tool. They can kick up the decibels, but they do some very interesting arrangements. Schism was the name of that track a few years back. Faith No More before that, and Ashes to Ashes. Jackson Browne did Hunger and started the set off with Another Train from Will Kimbrough. Southern Cat, that I guess has been the hot ticket down there for a while, just now making some noise elsewhere. That's Will Kimbrough. He's from Alabama. Pretty good picker and writes pretty good songs, and he can sing a lick, too. About a quarter to 12, we are kicking Friday night out the door. Vince Vinyl here. I'm happy as heck to have you guys along on a nice long weekend. This is KCUF. Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek. Now here's a word about the all-new Jameson Diet.
Frank. Frank Jameson, is that you? How you doing, buddy? God damn, Frank, you look terrific. Man, you must have lost about 200 pounds, man. That's just fantastic.
Oh, yeah, I went on a diet a couple of months ago. It's really great. I've been taking these pills that the doctor gave me. They're really terrific pills. You just take a couple, you drink a little water, and they go down easy, and the weight just goes. It's incredible. I was on the Stillman diet for a while, drank a lot of water. It kept you busy, though, if you know what I mean. But it was a good diet. And then I went on this vegetable diet. I used to eat carrots and celery and cottage cheese and all that rabbit food. It was a real drag, but the pills are the greatest thing in the world. I just take a couple of pills, don't worry about nothing. Before you know it, I'll be down to nothing. Then I was doing isometrics for a while. That was a drag, man. You push your desk, you pull your hands apart.
The Jameson diet. That stuff, that doesn't work. Ask your doctor if it's right for you.
Oh, that Vince Vinyl, he's just the most.
The dollar went down and the president's sick. Who's in charge now? I don't know, take your pick. A new disease every day and the old ones are coming back. Things are looking kind of gray, like they're gonna get black. Don't turn on the TV, don't show me the paper. Don't wanna know he got kidnapped or why they all raped her. I wanna go on vacation till the pressure lets up, but they keep hijacking airplanes and blowing them up. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. It's hot in December, cold in July. When it rains, it pours out of a poisonous sky. In California, the body counts keep getting higher. It's evil out there, man. That state is always on fire. Everyone has a system, but they can't seem to win. Even Bob Geldof looks alarmingly thin. I got to get on that shuttle, get me out of this place. But there's gonna be warfare up there in outer space. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. I got clothes on my back and shoes on my feet. A roof over my head and something to eat. My kids are all healthy and my folks are alive. You know, it's amazing, but sometimes I think I'll survive. I got all of my fingers, all of my toes. I'm pretty well off, I guess, I suppose. So how come I feel bad so much of the time? A man ain't an island. John Donne wasn't lying. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's getting harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. It's business as usual. Some things never change. It's unfair and unkind and unjust, and it's strange. We don't seem to learn, we can't seem to stop. I suppose some explosions might close up the shop, and you know, maybe that would be fine, because we would be off the hook, man. We resolved all the problems, never mind what it took, man. And it all would be over, finito the end, until the survivors started up all over again. It'll be a hard day on the planet. All over on Earth. It's been a hard day on the planet. How much is it all worth? It's harder, harder to understand it. Things are tough all over on Earth. Oh, it's been a hard
day on the planet. Harder, harder to understand it.
Flapping in the breeze, one leg missing and both hands free. No one's paying much mind to him. The VA budget's just stretched so thin, and there's more coming back from the Mideast war. We can't make it here anymore. That big old building was a textile mill. It fed our kids and it paid our bills. But they turned us out and they closed the doors. We can't make it here anymore. You see those pallets piled up on the loading dock? They're just gonna sit there till they rot. Cause there's nothing to ship, nothing to pack. Just busted concrete and rusted tracks. The empty storefronts around the square. There's a needle in the gutter and glass everywhere. You don't come down here unless you're looking to score. We can't make it here anymore. but man, it's slow. The tip jar's light and the register's low. The bartender don't have much to say. The regular crowd gets thinner each day. Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore. In the magazine she found on the floor of the laundromat. A woman with kids can forget all that. If she comes up pregnant, what'll she do? Forget the career, forget about school. Can she live on faith, live on hope? High on Jesus or hooked on dope? When it's way too late to just say no, you can't make it here anymore. Just like the ones we made before, except this one came from Singapore. I guess we can't make it here anymore. Should I hate a people for the shade of their skin, or the shape of their eyes, or the shape I'm in? Should I hate them for having our jobs today? No, I hate the men sent the jobs away. I can see them all now, they haunt my dreams. All lily white and squeaky clean. They never known want, they never known need. The shit don't stink and the kids won't bleed. The kids won't bleed in the damn little war. And we can't make it here anymore. They can join the Air Force or join the Corps if they can't make it here anymore. So that's how it is. That's what we got. If the president wants to admit it or not, you can read it in the paper. Read it on the wall, hear it on the wind if you're listening at all. Get out of that limo and look us in the eye. Call us on a cell phone, tell us all why. In Dayton, Ohio, or Portland, Maine, or a cotton gin out on the great high plains. It's done closed down along with the school and the hospital and the swimming pool. Dust devils dance in the noonday heat. There's rats in the alley and trash in the street. Gang graffiti on a boxcar door. We can't make it here anymore.